we went through the whole BSC thing when it hit first, and it was devastating to everybody, myself, my neighbors. Like it was a terrible thing, and a lot of people went to a lot of work in the following years to create market access back to these places that had denied it on account of the BSC case. And now it's all based on this ongoing surveillance program, and we are in danger, in my mind, of losing or restricted access to these markets again if we don't carry on this program, because the whole thing was based on having an ongoing surveillance program. And I think it's huge, and everybody should participate in it, because these good market conditions that we are currently enjoying, and I'm sure everybody is enjoying it, is directly based on the access to these markets. And if we lose them, we'll go right back in the tank where we were 8 years ago, and nobody wants to go there.
I guess from a farm or ranch level, are there benefits to your herd or to your ranch by going through this program as well?
Oh, obviously. Like I said, it all goes back to, it goes to dollars and cents. We are actually getting paid for testing these cattle, you know, in reality, through the increase in prices and the increase in access to market. So like I said, it's mostly for your own personal gain and for the gain of the industry as a whole, because the world market is so tangled with everything now. Like everything is depending on something else, and like nothing is simple. And this is a huge cog in a big wheel.
Can you talk a bit about, from your perspective, the process when you think you have a suspect animal? What have you done? What's the process?
Anything that I've had to test has been DOA. You know, you go out there in the morning and there's a dead cow in there. And you don't know anything except that it's dead. So what I do is I phone my local veterinarian. They come out, check the eligibility of the animal, and they also do a free post-mortem on this cow. It's a huge thing in my mind. When they do the autopsy on that cow, that gives you a cause of death. You know, it takes the guesswork out of it. You don't know why it just lay in there dead, because they give you a more or less a definitive answer as to why that cow died, which I think is huge. You don't know if it bloated or whatever.
What would you say to other producers, Daryl, who have not yet participated in the program?
I think it's incumbent on everyone to be involved in this, because it does affect the whole livestock industry. So, you know, I can't see why anybody would not participate in it.